Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and his Deputy Barnaby Joyce will today meet Murray-Goulburn executives to discuss the cooperative's decision to cut the milk prices paid to farmers. Murray-Goulburn's decision had widespread ramifications, with the other dominant player, Fonterra, also cutting prices. The government's promised more than $500 million in concessional loans to farmers, but so far only one application has been approved. Many milk producers say they're selling their prized cows and walking off their farms.
We decided we can't keep going like this, that we would finish up and made the phone call to the stock agent and said, sell them up. And sort of probably spent the night crying about it, and because just the thought of selling your babies.
Families on Four Corners last night. A large overhead camera has crashed 20 metres to the ground, injuring seven spectators in Rio's Olympic Park. A witness told the ABC he heard a loud snap before a camera plunged to the ground outside the main Caracana Stadium. Two women were treated by paramedics and taken away on stretchers with minor injuries. The Victorian MP, who resigned from state cabinet over a dispute with firefighters, has been assaulted in Melbourne. Jane Garrett sustained minor injuries after being attacked by another woman in Carlton in Melbourne's inner north. Police say a 52-year-old woman has been arrested over that attack. The former emergency services minister was at the centre of an enterprise bargaining row with the firefighters union and volunteers.